Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. Today's Sunday, a brand new week. The week that we will end the Mitzvah Shem Sechtes Yuma. The week right of Pesach, it's going to be awesome. Today we have a lot of awesome, amazing things about tshuva, regarding tshuva. Says the Gemara, first word on the line, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, G'day the tshuva shadeich et leis seish of the Torah. Tshuva is actually deich a leis seish in the Torah. What is the leis seish? As follows, Shenemar, it says, Hashem actually says, Shenemar, Hashem says, Lemar, Hei nishalach ish asishtai. If a person sends off his wife, he gets divorced. And she goes away from him. And she goes to somebody else. Should he return to her again? That'll bring terrible things upon the earth, upon the land. Meaning to say, if a woman already got married to somebody else, to take her back is a very bad thing. However, says the Gemara, however, va'at zonis reyim rabim. You went again after other people, after other things. You did averus v'shuvelai no Hashem. However, now you're coming back to me, says Hashem, meaning to say that even though we went to other quote unquote other people, other things, and we were unfortunately we went astray. That's the word from Hashem. I feel lucky where Hashem takes us back, and that is how big tshuva is. Says Gemara, Amar Biyachna, Amar Biyanisan. G'dayel tshuva shem mekarevis as a gula tshuva is mekarev the gula, brings the gula closer. Shneimar uvol etzien goyel ushav yifesh biyakov. What is uvol etzien goyel ushav yifesh biyakov? Ma tam uvol etzien goyel. What is the reason? Will a the goyel come to tzion? Mishum the shav yifesh biyakov, because of the people, the shav yifesh, the people that did tshuva of Yaakov of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Furthermore, things about tshuva. Amar Yishakosh g'dayel tshuva shem doynis naslan kishkogis. The doynis Averus that were done b'meis has become like shkagos shenemar, as it says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, return Klal Yisrael to Hashem, ki chashalta b'avinecha, because chashalta, you stumbled b'avinecha with your avin. So now, frakting mara, so now, ha'avin meizidu. Avin is averus that was done b'meis, v'kakar le mechshal, and you call it a mechshal. So what on earth is it? Is it an avin that was b'meis, or it's a mechshal that's like stumbling, that's not something that's not done b'meis? Elamai, once, b'v. Elamai, if you do averus, even if you did it b'meizid, but if you do tshuva, it becomes like a shkagos, so it becomes like a stumbling block, like a shaking. Frekmar, is that true? Meaning it is averus b'meizid now treated like averus b'shaygig. Frekmar, v'amr yishlakish g'dayel tshuva shedayinus nas like a shchuyos. The dayinus become like shchuyos, like a shchus for him, a merit for the person. Shenemar, as it says, uv'shuv rasha mirishasai, when a rasha does tshuva, he shall live aleihem, based on them. Meaning to say, based on the averus that he did, he'll live. Wow, so now it sounds like it's a shchuyas, it's a matter for him. He's going to be living based on those averus. So l'chayra, it sounds like it's more than, it's like shkishkaga. It becomes like shkagas. It becomes like a zechus. So it's more like hashukan me'ahava. One is me'ahava. When tshuva is a me'ahava, out of love for Hashem, not out of feeling of fear of the Rosh Yom Kippur coming up. Oh, I'm scared. No, if he's done by Ahava, it becomes like a zchus. Kamir, if it's done by fear, then it's going to only come not like kishkagos. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nechemi. Amar Rav Shmuel Nechemi Rabbi Yehonasan. Furthermore, G'dayel tshuva shem ma'irecha shneisa sh'adam. Tshuva is ma'irecha, a person, the lifespan of a person. Shenemar uveshuv rasha me'irshasai. When the rasha does tshuva, choya yichya, he shall surely live. Meaning to say, it's ma'irech the lifespan of a person, really awesome, good stuff. Says Gemara. Furthermore, things about Hashem, Hashem's mercy of Klal Yisrael. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Bar Rava. They say in my Rava, Eretz Yisrael, Mishmeder Rava Bar Mari. Boy, your age like me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Misabas Vadam. How different Hashem is than humans. Me, that's Bas Vadam, a human. If he's Machnas Chaver Ba'adam, he goes and does a Yinas Tavaram. You know, that's said not nice things to his friend. So now, suffering mispayas him, and suffering aim mispayas him. And when I ask tshuva, suffering the guy's going to give you. When I ask mechila, suffering the guy's going to be meichel, suffering not. And furthermore, suffering mispayas b'darim, suffering aim mispayas b'darim. It's a stole suffering if it's going to be mispayas just with words, or you might have to go do other things, buy him presents, get him good stuff. You know, he's not going to give mechila so easily. That's by a person. However, Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam Ayra Aver B'Seser. If a person does Avera B'Seser, then because, you know, it's not barabim, there's no chil Hashem, because if a person does averis b'seisim espayis men advarim, he could even get tshuva with dvarim, with words, she'ne'mar, kechu imachem dvarim, v'shuvu Hashem, you should take word, kechu imachem dvarim, take words with you, and return to Hashem, return to Hashem, meaning to say that the tshuva itself is enough, and Hashem's going to have mercy, and it's going to be awesome. And furthermore, not only do you come to Hashem, but more than that, Hashem takes it as a taiva, as something you did, something good. It says in that pasuk, and accept good. Meaning to say that it's mamish, amazing, amazing things. Hashem accepts the tshuva as something that's mamish good. Not that you're taking away from averis, but they're actually doing good stuff, and it's going to be awesome. Furthermore, Shem Elisham my love akasikilik of parim, like your mak of a parim, like bulls. Wow, big stuff. Shenemar unisham parim sevasenu. Let the our sevasenu should be as if it should be compensated as if we were bought a parim. Shematimar, ooh, and you might say it's parim chayva, it's parim of chayva that you want, that you had to bring it, which is not as chashiv as a parim nedava. I'm going to go and heal them from their terrible things. I have another, but love them as if they did an amazing things. As if they did it as an dava. Furthermore, Tanya, one person does shuva, the entire world is forgiven. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk regarding Belashan Rabim, it says Erepu Mishuvasim Ayevim Dava Kishavu Api Mimenu. It says that I'm going to go and love them, Klal Yisrael, because and then it says Kishav Api Mimenu. My anger turned away from him. Huh? You learned that from Klal Yisrael. Why saying Belashan Yachid? Oh, Elamai Mehemli Namer El Mimenu. Meaning to say, even though one person did tshuva, however, I'm going to go and be Michael, I'm going to give forgiveness to the entire world. Biter, Heichidam Baal Tshuva, what is a Baal Tshuva? What defines a Baal Tshuva? Amar Yehuda, Kagan Shabbos, Liyada Devar Avera, opportunity came for Avera, Pamishayinu Shnia, one time and second time, and Vinitza Lemena, and he was saved, meaning to say he was not Oyved Avera at both of those times. And Mach Rev Yehuda gave a sign, I think he held up his fingers with a three fingers to show that it has to be Ba'isa Isha, in the case, let's say, of Zanos, Ba'isa Isha with that woman, Ba'isa Barak at that same time, Ba'isa Makam at that same place. Meaning to say, you were that in the exact same circumstance, and I feel lucky you do not, you were not over that vera. Rav Yehuda, Rami, Rav Adastira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasik, Ashri Nisoy Pasha Kisoy Kata'a. How amazing is a person that goes kiss Nisoy Pasha? He's Nisoy Pasha, a person that his averis are forgiven. Kisoy Kata Chata, a person that covers Kisoy, he covers his Chata, meaning to say that his Chata are private, that he doesn't announce to the whole world. Uksiv, but however, on the other hand, it's written, Mechasev Shav Leyatzliach, person who hides his Averis, he's not going to Leyatzliach, he's not going to be Matzliach, he's not going to succeed. So, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to hide it, or are you supposed to not? As a matter of Kasha, Ha Bechet Mefersam, when it's something that is ready Mefersam, then, it's Berabim, then you should let people know about it. Ha Bechet Shein Mefersam. However, when you're not supposed to let people know is when it's a case that is not known to people, then you should leave it and stay leave it to come quietly. As Rashi explains, when a lot of people know that a person did Avera, the Shein, right, it's a Chil Hashem. So, whatever, so it's a Chil Hashem. So Mimela, when he goes and says Barabim that he did out, that he wants to go and do tshuva, he's announcing his charat in public, which is a very, very good thing. However, when a person does an avera and nobody knows about it, why is he announcing? The shem shemayim doesn't benefit when a person does avera. So Mimela, keep it quiet, and that's what you do by a private avera. Says the Gemara, Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Nachman says another way to go and explain the differences between these two things. Kan ba'averoi shebin adam ha'chaveroi. Kan ba'averoi shebin adam ha'makoin. When it's ha'averoi. Bein adam ha'chaveroi. Then you should go announce to you to people that you did the Savera. So why? So a lot of people should ask the person who you did that Avera to go forgive the person that did that Avera. However, if it's Min HaShemayim, you should not go and announce it to other people. There's no reason to, and it's not good stuff to announce Averas. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, Adam Ayva Avera, a person that's Ayva Avera, Parmishayna Meichon Lai, Parmishayna Hashem has the mercy to forgive him. However, Shnia still, Meichon Lai, still Meichon by Shnia, Shlishas Meichon Lai, also on the third time is Meichon. However, Vias, the fourth time, he's not Meichon Shanemar, as it says, Koyar Mar Hashem, Al Shlisha Pesha Yisrael, on three times, okay, he's going to, Hashem's going to look away. However, I'm sorry, on the fourth one, I'm not going to look away, and the fourth one, you will have to suffer the repercussions. Okay, Vayimen also says another pasuk. Not only this pasuk, also says another pasuk. Hen kol ela yifal kel ba'mayim shalish im gaver. Hashem goes, does all these things with a person, meaning to say he's Michael a person two or three times. However, four times is the cutoff. Three times really the cutoff. Four times is going to be he's not going to be Michael. Now, frankly, my Vayimer, why do you have to tell me the second pasuk about this person two or three times? Says, well, I'll tell you why you have to tell me the second pasuk. V'chi te'mahani mil b'tzibar. If you say these words are going to go talking about a b'tzibar, meaning to say, oh, b'tzibar, then Hashem pishe Yisrael by tzibar has to be either four times. However, by yachid av yachid loy, but maybe not by yachid. Meaning, maybe to say by yachid, you might think, let's say maybe right away, it's Hashem nachni leichal. Then Tashma, Hen Kol Ela Yifal Kel Ba'Mayim Shalshim Gaver, the second pasuk that tells us this is talking about Gaver, a one man show, and the person himself does Averis, Afilu Achi, the Prashem Skim Mechel, the first three times. Awesome. Says Gemara, more things about Averis and Tshuva. Tana Rabbanan, Averis Shes Vada Alein Yom Kippurim Zeh, Averis that person says in Yom Kippur, I'm sorry Hashem, and he does Vidoi. The next Yom Kippur, you should not go and ask Kapar for these same Averis. And if he actually repeated, and if he, like, let's say, repeated these Averis during the year, then the next Yom Kippur, he has to go do Vidoy. But let's say you didn't, like we just said in the beginning, if you didn't go and do that Averis again, and yet a person went and did vidu again. Aloha Kasim Aymer Hashem says, the pasuk that is applicable to him, the pasuk says, Kekelev Shav Alkeh, like a dog that returns to its throw up, comes to eat his throw up, then Ksil Shainim Vivalta, a fool goes back, meaning to say, don't go back, leave it alone, and if you go back, you're not showing that you have complete trust in Hashem, that you have errors for forgiveness, so don't do it. However, there is another Ma'ad Amara holds not like that, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Aymer, a person that goes and does Averis one Yom Kippur, and the next Yom Kippur he still does Vido in that. He's Meshubach. Why? Shenemar, as it says, I recognize my Averis, and my Averis are in front of me always, meaning to say that you should not, it's always in front of me, and I should always express Charata. What do we do with that pasuk? Right, that a person goes, a person should not return to things. Says Gemara, I'll tell you what. What is that? So what do we do with that pasuk? According to my Dhamma, that we should still be a vidoy. What do we do with that pasuk? When a person does avera and he repeats it, hotulai, it becomes mutter to him. And what does that mean? Hotulai talketaitach. Do you really mean that it becomes mutter to the person if he does avera? Ela'ema, nas is like a heter. If a person does Avera, it's not like a heter. So it means to say, if a person returns says Averois, nas like a heter, that's like a dog returns to a throw up. Not good stuff. So as a Gemara, also another thing about Vidoy, Vitarach Litfrey, that's a chait. You have to go say the Avera that you did. How do we know this? How do we know when you do Vidoy, you have to go say the Avera that you did? Because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ora chota omazeh. Hashem, Moshe said to Hashem, right? Klaisa did have a big avera, and they made themselves something, an egel azav. So Moshe explicitly said avera. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds that you should say the avera when you're asking Hashem forgiveness. However, Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Kiva says, no, keep it quiet. Ashrei Nesoi Pesha Ksoi Chata'a. Person that... Ashrei, a person that's averus are forgiven. Kisa chata, a person, Ashrei, a person that his averus are quiet. You're telling me it's good that a person keeps it quiet? El ma'u shamar Maisha. What does it mean that Maisha said? Yasulahem, the case of, whatever the case of, that Klaisal made the ego. Why did Maisha say explicitly if you're not supposed to? And I'll tell you why. Kedarabianai. Like Rabbi Yannai, the Amr Rabbi Yannai, Amr Moshe of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kesef Zav Sheh Beislam LiYisrael, Acha Amru Dai. This, you gave so much Kesef Zav to Klai Yisrael until they had to say enough, Garlam Sheh Yasu Elikei Zav. It caused them to make a god of gold, because you just gave them so much stuff, so much, like Hashem, quote unquote, is like partly to blame for this, okay? Meaning to say, that you give them so much Zav, and Mamela, you a little bit preempted that you should make something. You basically gave it as a Lemaisa, it's Shtigl, but you should be partly to blame because you gave them so much Zav. That's why they made an Egel HaZav. Says the Heilige Gemara. And there's a mashal, right? There's a mashal that a father, let's say a rich king, right? Or a father gave his son, he's very handsome, gave him tons of food and thing, made full, anointed him with oil, really, really handsome person, gave him tons of money, and then put him at the base nus, like he's basically putting him in a matzev that he's going to do averus. Says the Gemara, another case where it's a person should go, and let's talk about a person should be mefarsim with averus. Shnei farsanim toivim amdol Yisrael. There are two leaders of Klal Yisrael. Who are these two leaders? Moshe v'David. And Moshe, am I right? And they both did certain averus, well, or certain things. I don't know if David did avera, but both things that the Torah talks about, or in Tanakh. Moshe, Amar Moshe said, Yikasev Sorchani, that it should be written, things that I did wrong in the Torah. Shenemar, as it says, many times in the Torah, Yan le'amatem bilak disheni. Moshe Rabbeinu, you did not believe in me to be mocked, that I want to be mocked myself. I wanted Klaisel to see that you just had to speak to the rock, not hit it. And I feel like Moshe did this. And it's said many times in the Torah. And if Moshe Rabbeinu did not want this to be written in the Torah, Hashem would have written it. Elamai! Moshe wants this to be written. However, by David says, Ali Kaskin Sorchani, don't write things about me that I did wrong. Shinamar, because it says in Tehillim, Ashrei Nesoi Pasha Kesochata, this pasuk that we had a few times in this Amid, that it's a person that hides its averus, it's Ashrei, it's praiseworthy. So the Gemara is fine. So that's the difference between them. Says the Gemara, now Mashal the Moshe of David, gradually the Mashal between Moshe and David. Ma David Amar, Mishtei Nashim Shalko Beisin, two women that were given Malkus in Beis Din. Now, Achas Kilkula, one woman was Bezane, which is something very, very Chomer, right? Chomer punishments. But Achas Achla Pagashvias, and one ate unripe, different tainim of Shvias, like unripe figs, like not as then, not such a staggering punishment. So now, Amalan Oish Achla Pagashvias, the person that ate the fruits of the unripe fruits of Shvias, which you're not allowed to eat when it's unripe, said to the Beis Din, Vakash Mikem, I'm asking for you. How do you ama he like it? You know, tell everybody why I'm being like it. Shlo yemru al amash zelike. That say, oh, whatever this person getting malchus for, this person getting malchus for. Heviu pagay shvias v'tol v'tzavaro. They bought these unripe fruits of figs of shvias and they hung it by the neck. He like it. Because of this, they were like it. So meaning to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, this could be an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want Klal Yisrael, didn't want everybody to see what he did wrong. Okay, so he hit the rock, fine, instead of speaking to it. It's Avera, but it's not as bad as the whole thing with David and Bathsheba, this whole Maisa. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his sin to be said out loud, because he didn't want the people to think that it was something so much worse. Says Gemara, Mefarsimin Echsachanefin, we Mefarsim, people that are hypocrites, Mnei Chil Hashem, because otherwise there will be a Chil Hashem, because people think, oh, a guy's doing a mitzvah, right? They might think a guy's a chashev person, and he's doing averus. They might like want to be like him, right? And now people will be drawn after him. So therefore, everyone should know that he's doing bad things. Shenemar, u'shev tzadik mitzitka v'asa avel u'nesati mishal le'fanav. When a person that is a tzadik, who goes away from his tzidkos and acts very badly, Hashem, we place a stumbling block in front of him, shishtu averis, and memela, then his true nature is going to be revealed to everybody. Okay? Also, by the way, Rashi says that when a punishment happens to this person that's like hypocrite, they might think, people, oh, you're such a tzaddik, I have no power to protect him, his tzidkus. His tzidkus should have protected him. So therefore, we expose the person, and everyone should know what his badness, what he's done wrong. The Brisa says further, Shavas Risham Seifa Sakola. When Risham are resting, the end, they're just planning bad stuff in the future. When unfortunately terrorists are in jail, maybe they're just planning their next thing that they're doing. Varashas Mikaber says Baalel, when a person has a position of authority, he has a position of authority in the government or something, Mikaber says Baalel, it buries the people that hold this, meaning the bearers of this people. And hopefully it says a person might die before his proper time, and maybe because if he does some things wrong, I'm not sure the reason, but it's not so good. Aram Nichnaslav, Aram Yetzimimena, a person that enters positions of authority, he enters, quote-unquote, Aram naked, meaning to say he enters without money, and he leaves without money. A person that just assumes like a big gabay or something, Ulovai Shatehe Yitzia Kibia, and Halvai, the way he leaves should be the way he entered. If he should be left without any averis, because he's under a lot of pressure, a lot of people are looking at what he's doing. Halvai that should not be nechshol. Says the Gemara says a few memories from different Amirayim over here. Rav ki have enough lemeid and dina amar hachi. When Rav used to go out to judge, he used to say as follows: Bitzvu nafshu lektala nafik. On his own will, he's talking to himself. Talking about himself, he is going to lektala nafik. He's going to his death. Meaning to say, because if he says wrong things in the Mishpat, he's going to be, hopefully not, punishable by death. And furthermore, through Beisei Leslo Aved, he doesn't, anything of his household, doesn't perform like things that is B'nai Bayis wish on him, and I'm guessing because he doesn't get any money, V'rekel Beisei Azo, and he goes back to his house empty-handed. He makes no profit from the case. Okay, right? Because a judge, a dayan, only gets like as if he would be working. Just he gets compensated if he'd be working on something else for his lost time, but he does not get an actual salary. And similarly, another example: Rava Kavanav Gudina Amahachi. When Rav used to go out to judge, he used to say also as follows: Bitzu Nafshu L'Tol Nafik. He's going on his own will. He's going to his death. Utzvi Basically Leslo Avid. And the wishes of his B'nai Bayis, he does not perform. And he goes back to his house empty-handed. That his bia is coming home should be like his itzia, like his departure. He should not have done any averus. And the chiyavi chazi amhuba abasrei. And when he saw people that used to go follow him and escort him in his honor, he used to say, Amar, he said, Im yal l'shmaim siya yviroi shalav yagia, kigella l'netzach yoyved royev yoymru ayoy. You might say, oh, he's so chashav, however, yagia kigella l'netzach, he's going to go, just like gala, like a person's waist is just going to go away, and people that seen him, they would say, where is he? He's going to go away. So he's trying to go and humble himself. That was what Rav was trying to do. And the last thing, a similar example, Rav Zutra Kavu Machas Vilei B'Shaps Derigla. When Rav Zutra, when his Talmidim would carry him on their shoulders, think he was weak. He used to go give a drasha right before Yom Tov. He used to go give a drasha, and when he was weak, he used to go carry him in a chair. He used to say to himself, "Have Amar Ki Loi Loelim Chayson," and the Chayson, the power does not last forever. V'mnezel Daradar. And does the crown, right, Nezer, Ladar, Radar, last from generation to generation? No, it's gonna these things are gonna be over. They're temporary, they're fleeting, and he's trying to make himself as humble as possible. Yashar Koach for listening. Many, many cool different lessons we learn from this. You should be gebench. Have a great, phenomenal day. All the best.